Radio Channels of Turkey third program. Good night to you all from TRT Radio 3. After 200 years, we are hollering a happy birthday from heart of Turkey, Ankara, to Franz Liszt, who as a piano virtuoso and composer has stamped his signature to the Romantic era. We are presenting you with a fraction of his visits to Istanbul, which have found no slot in the biographies of Liszt as a piano virtuoso from his latter days hitherto. We are flashing back to 40 years before his demise, with echoes before Liszt's arrival in the City of Seven Hills, select works from the concerts he had performed at Ottoman palaces. Pianist Zeynep Üçbaşaran is leaving a pleasant sound behind, this time with researcher Ömer Ecoğlu's own voice. The concert's name is Liszt in Istanbul, and it's beginning with From Liszt's Reminiscence on Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor opera, Andante Finale.
1847 was Liszt's last year as a virtuoso pianist, before he ended his performance career by concerts in Odessa and then Elizabethgrad. He came to Istanbul on a steamboat from Galatz, arriving there on June 8, 1847. He gave a number of concerts, performed twice for Sultan Abdülmecid in the Ceyhan Palace, and left on July 13 to go eventually to Voronezh through Galatz and Odessa. Highlights of the visit can be found in certain works, such as the comprehensive books by the Liszt expert Alan Walker. There are shorter accounts in others, sometimes with errors. There are accounts of various aspects of the visit in the Turkish sources as well. Works by Emre Aracı, Koral Çalgan, Reşat Erol, Mahmut Ragıp Gazi Mihal, Vedat Kosal, Taha Toros are among these. Let's look at some background material on the cultural life in Istanbul and the Ottoman court in the mid-19th century. Abdülmecid was the second of the three Ottoman sultans who were bent on westernizing the empire. Abdülmecid's reign falls between 1839 1861. He was educated in the Western style, played the piano, and spoke French. He was an avid fan of the Italian opera and was known to be generous to a fault, notwithstanding a bankrupt empire. According to a Western source from 1849, seldom does an artist of celebrity visit Constantinople without receiving an invitation to perform before the Sultan, and is handsomely recompensed. During that time, the cultural life in Pera, the Levantine neighborhood of Istanbul, was quite lively. Starting from the middle of the 19th century, Pera was a frequent visiting place of European virtuosi and of Italian and French opera companies. As early as November 1846, the residents of Pera found out that Liszt was on his way to their town. In a local paper dated November 6, 1846, we find the announcement: "Mr. Liszt, the renowned Hungarian pianist of European fame, who leaves all other known pianists well behind, will arrive soon in Constantinople." It's not hard to imagine the excitement caused by this news. Almost all the works that Liszt performed in Istanbul are known. Among these are Andante de Lucia di Lammermoor, Fantasie sur des motifs de la Norma, Hexameron, Hungarian Melodies, Fantasy on Lucrezia Borgia, Variations on Ancient Romanian Airs, Fantaisie sur des motifs de la Somnambule, Polonaise de Puritain, Mazurkas of Chopin, and Invitation à la Valse by Weber. One of the most interesting pieces that Liszt played there is the grand paraphrase de la Marche de Donizetti pour le Sultan Abdülmecid Khan. Liszt composed this brilliant paraphrase on a march by Giuseppe Donizetti, the royal chef d'orchestra of the Sultan, and the brother of the famous opera composer Gaetano Donizetti. Liszt performed this work in his second appearance for the Sultan at the Ceyhan Palace. Catalogued as S403 in his complete works, it was published by Schlesinger in Berlin in 1848, including a simplified version for amateurs. This work was included in the repertoire of virtuosi such as Paul de Kohn and Ferruccio Busoni at the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th centuries. A handwritten copy of the manuscript is preserved in the rare documents section of the Istanbul University Library. Another work of interest that Liszt worked on when he was staying at the Büyükdere neighborhood during his stay in Istanbul is his fantasy on Verdi's Ernani.
The recital continuing the grand paraphrase de la Marche from Donizetti, which Liszt dedicated to Sultan Abdülmecid Han.
Thank you.
Going back to Liszt's Istanbul story, There is another source dated May 1847, in which there is news about Liszt as follows. Liszt will arrive in Constantinople in the near future. The Royal Chef d'Orchestre Donizetti has received confirmation from the famous instrument maker Pierre Erard in Paris that as soon as Liszt arrives there, Erard will have sent a beautiful piano with 7 octaves addressed to Donizetti in Constantinople, so that the genius and piano virtuoso will find a fine and worthy instrument at his disposal in that capital. Moreover, in the same column of this paper, Liszt's imminent arrival is also announced by the letter reproduced from Pierre Erard to Giuseppe Donizetti, written from Paris on April 5, 1847, and advising the latter concerning the imminent arrival of the Grand Erard to Constantinople. This was the Erard piano sent especially for Liszt, and worthy of his talent, as Pierre Erard put it. We know that Liszt actually read this issue of the paper. After his departure from Istanbul, he writes to Pierre Erard from Odessa. I owe you the most sincere thanks, my dear Erard, for the kind attention which you showed towards me in sending one of your magnificent instruments to me in Constantinople. Even before I embarked at Galatz, the Journal of Constantinople had advised me of this kind gesture, which so reflects your thoughtfulness. But I was no less pleasantly surprised when, running my fingers over the keys at the Ceram Palace, at an instrument of such power and such perfection, as you happily put it in your letter to Monsieur Donizetti, which the Journal de Constantinople published in full.
Liszt's performance, which also took place in the Istanbul Palace Concerts, Weber's Opus 65, Invitation to Dance, is this time being performed by pianist Zeynep Üçbaşaran on a 1955 Steinway.
What were Liszt's own impressions of his reception in Istanbul? Writing to the mother of his children, Marie Dagult from Galatz, where he was in quarantine on his way to Odessa after leaving Istanbul, Liszt says, "His Majesty the Sultan was extremely gracious to me, and that after having compensated me both in money and with a gift, a charming enamel box with brilliants, he conferred on me the order of Nishan-e-Iftihar in diamonds. I admit that I was greatly surprised to find His Highness so well informed about my bit of celebrity that long before my arrival, he had told both the Austrian ambassador and Donizetti that as soon as I had disembarked, they were to take me to his palace of Ceyhan." How did Liszt's last year as a virtuoso performer end? His concerts in Odessa and Elizabethgrad were among his last public performances. We know that on his way back from Voronezh, Liszt was considering another visit to Istanbul. Unfortunately, the second visit did not materialize. He stayed in Voronezh until the end of January 1848, then departed for Weimar. Thus, Queen of Cities lost her chance to roll out the welcome mat to this great musician for a second time.
We are thanking researcher Ömer Ecioğlu and listening to pianist Zeynep Üçbaşaran in her pick from Istanbul Recitals with the most recent piece, Introduction and Polonaise on Bellini's I Puritani. Pianist Zeynep Üçbaşaran has presented a select little concert from Franz Liszt's repertoire from his concerts 165 years ago in the Queen of Steel's Istanbul. The works included Andante Finale from Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, Grand Paraphrase for Sultan Abdülmecit Han on Giuseppe Donizetti's March, Weber's Opus 65 Invitation to the Dance, and finally, Introduction and Polonaise from Bellini's I Puritani. Liszt was in Istanbul 165 years ago. He craved to come for a second time, but unfortunately, he was unable to. Long live Liszt.